Tony Kepi has been a Spokane resident for 17 years and has worked for the pharmaceutical industry and as a healthcare consultant. His public service work has included a 2-year stint with the Spokane Valley Chamber of Commerce. He says he wants to bring a balance to the city council that he thinks is leaning too far to the liberal side of the scale.
We're not representing all the people. We're only representing one side of Spokane. Of course, when you have a mixed population of conservatives, liberals, they're very passionate about both sides of the fence. We got to have that conversation for both sides, make sure everybody's being represented.
Kepi believes the council is focused too much on issues that don't resonate enough with many city residents, like the oil and coal train issue, and says one priority for him would be public safety.
When I've been doorbelling, I've had neighbors show me, citizens show me on their phone, here's a prowler looking through my windows. Here's a prowler in our backyard. I call the police. The police can't show up because it's not a priority. That's sad, and we got to make sure that we're protecting our citizens.
When it comes to funding that hiring or dealing with other issues like plowing snow, he says the city has wasted money on other projects.
Snow plowing takes 4 days. We could have hired or purchased more snow equipment with the money we spent for the bridge at University of UW going into Sprague. $10 million, is that something we really need when so few citizens can actually have access or use that bridge? Here we need it, the money for snow equipment, our public safety, our police. Let's look at our priorities and set our priorities versus our needs.
Kepi says keeping the public trust is also important. It cites the recent flap over the park bond issue when there was debate over whether it actually included funding for a cover for the old American Pavilion from Expo 74 at Riverfront Park.
This is where I think our park boards need some more oversight. They should be reporting to the city council. Here the citizens passed a $60 million bond levy. Based on the money that we want to raise, we need to raise this bond. They said we will have a cover. The biggest issue is we made these promises to our citizens. Next time we go to ask for a bond or a levy, will they vote for it?
All this week, we'll take a look at the other candidates for the 2nd District City Council seat. The primary ballots need to be mailed back by Tuesday, August the 1st. The election stories are also on our website, SpokanePublicRadio.org. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.